Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, if you've decided you really need to share this show with friends or relatives around the country, around the world, we're going to touch base real quick here on where all the Living Wisdom schools are. You'll be able to access the archive of this show sometime later today on the Animal World website. There's on the homepage, at the bottom of the page, there's a link to the audio archives, and you'll just have to do that. And you can find us on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. I'd love for you to go check out our page and give us a like. That's really important, and I appreciate that. And I'm getting better and better at it all the time. I mean, I've actually starting to figure out how to post photos and all that good stuff. And Kathy sends me all kinds of cool stuff, and I post all of that. And if I can, if it has to do with animals, and I can figure out how to post it, I do. Except that I'm focusing really on the good news, except in the line where there's a we need to sign a petition or something, like right now, to get Ringling Brothers to stop breeding elephants in captivity, to let's be done with orcas in captivity and that kind of stuff. But other than that, I just focus on the good stuff. So, and boy, do we have some heartwarming get your tissues wonderful stories on Facebook. Now today we are talking to Susan Usha Derman, author of Calm and Compassionate Children, a handbook. Wonderful book. Everybody with kids, grandkids ought to have this book. And we are talking about the Living Wisdom Schools in particular, the philosophy of Paramahansa Yogananda and Swami Kriyananda, or J. Donald Walters, his given name, who was the founder of the Living Wisdom Schools. And oh boy, we've covered a lot of bases so far, Usha, but I want to make sure that we spend some time here locally, because we are blessed enough to have a Living Wisdom School here in the Seattle area, and it's located in Shoreline.
Yes.
And I know, I don't know, and I don't know if you know, how long the school has been in existence here. Do you know?
Well, I know the one in Portland started in 97, and the one here started not long after that, probably maybe 2000. I really am not
so
positive.
So a long time, at least that would be 15 years or so. Mm-hmm. And then I can remember sometime in the last few years that they changed locations, and they ended up getting a fabulous, big, huge place or something.
Yeah, we have a nice facility right now.
Mm-hmm. And it's in the Shoreline area. And what, we have a preschool there, a kindergarten?
We have two preschool classes, two classes of four-year-olds. And one of those actually could accept a couple of new students, if anyone is
even
interested.
At this time?
Yes.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
We have a teacher who's new to the school, but a very experienced preschool teacher. Hmm. Actually, she taught fifth grade before that.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful teacher, and she does have some room in her class.
Wow, wonderful.
And then we have kindergarten with, it's just a coincidence. This happens sometimes in small schools. It happens to be all boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we'd love to get another girl, but otherwise it's pretty full. And then we have a first and second grade, and some of those families moved, and so from last year, and so we do have a little space in the first and second grade. We don't happen to have any third graders for some coincidental reason. So if we got a new third grader, it would just depend on their social academic maturity, whether we'd put them in the first, second, or in the fourth, fifth.
Wow.
So we have
a
fourth, fifth grade. Both of those, the teachers of all of the elementary grades are very experienced. And then we have a new middle school. Sixth through eighth grade this year. I mean, we've had sixth grade in the past, but not as a separate, in a separate classroom, separate, totally separate curriculum.
Yes. And did when we were talking last hour about the number of students,
mm-hmm.
Even with all of those levels, we're still in the 40 to 50 range
That's
of
right.
students in the school?
That's right.
I mean, gosh, how phenomenal is that if you want your kids?
It's so much fun. It's like it's almost like tribal, in the best sense, tribal living, because everyone knows everyone, and there's a lot of mutual support. We're able to do a lot of things with the older kids, pairing them up with the younger classes, like reading partners.
Wow.
The older kids will go to the kindergarten or the first
wow.
and read to them, and then they'll go to the first, second graders, and the first, second graders read back to them, and they just feel so adult.
Well,
going in there and being
say.
The teacher. And the little kids feel so they really want to read because they get to have this person with them, you know.
I'm just thinking, you know, back in my experiences in school, and I remembering that as younger children, we were so in awe
yeah.
of the older kids. But, you know, they didn't want to have anything to do with us. You know, they don't have anything to do. You know, we were not. But to be able to combine things like that, and mm-hmm. of course, the way that you're raising these children with the philosophies and the curriculum such as they are, I would imagine that the older children are quite compassionate and interested in working with the younger ones and sharing what they've learned.
They love it, and it keeps their, again, they're still in the feeling years.
Feeling years, yeah.
Fourth, fifth, sixth grade. And so that it keeps their hearts open to do that.
Oh,
and they come back talking about how cute they were and just, you know.
Did you remember when I was in school? I mean, I was just busy building a concrete wall around my heart, mm-hmm. you know, at those ages, because it was so painful.
Yeah.
But here, the hearts are expanding and open, and I was just, oh, I just think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, as they say.
I think
say.
We better hire Martha as our public relation person.
Well, that's what everybody, especially Krista, my friend, you know, Newsprint Journal, she says, you really ought to be in the business of selling things. It's anytime you talk about something you're passionate about, I go out and buy it. And anyway, but the one thing that surprises me, though, is because I always think of, well, if you're going to switch schools with your kids, mm-hmm. that you wait and do that at the first of the year. But
yes.
It sounds like that would not necessarily be the case, that you could maybe slide him in to the Living Wisdom School here.
It would be unusual, but not unheard of, just because mm-hmm. a student gets in a class where that teacher's style is not compatible with them. So, and particularly after the holidays, a lot of times we'll get people calling in January saying, my child doesn't even want to go back to school.
Uh-huh.
And then you have parents who've homeschooled or just moving to the area. Sometimes they move to the area mid-year. So,
well, I can see that there is a big push to homeschool, but I think the biggest reason for doing that is parents don't want their children exposed to what goes on in public schools and all of this, and that is certainly not an issue with the Living Wisdom School. You want your child there and exposed to all of this. I mean, because truly you're raising calm and compassionate children. How better is that? And I can't imagine that homeschooling doing a better job than what you're doing, because even when you're homeschooling, you don't get the social interaction.
That's true.
With all the other children.
Your parents' full 100% attention, which is
sure.
a blessing,
and
too.
That absolutely, absolutely.
But we do have students right now who were homeschooled until just this year.
But, the same principle applies to our animal friends and our dog friends. You know, I go in, and all the time I'm working with families and their new dogs or their puppies.
Yes.
And I can, on a one-on-one basis, I can teach them privately all they need to know to teach their dogs impulse control and manners and all this sort of stuff. But I'm always saying, you need to also get into group classes, because
yes.
they need to learn that stuff in the presence of lots of other dogs and lots of other people and all this sort of thing. And it seems to me that kind of applies across the board to our children.
I have to say, in defense of homeschooling parents.
Yes. Well, I didn't mean that negatively.
No, I know. No, no. But there are all of the homeschool parents that I know have their children in other activities where they do have that interaction
really?
With other
okay.
kids, you know,
okay.
like dance classes mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. going to church and Sunday mm-hmm. school and, you know, things like that. So,
all right, now that brings up a question to me just in general. It doesn't have to do with the Living Wisdom Schools, but just in general, Usha, and your experience with all of this, one of the things that doesn't quite feel so good to me is how busy families are these days. And the parents are working all day, the kids are in school all day, and then we're out, and then we gotta do, you know, the baseball or the football or the basketball or the dancing or the music and all of this, and it's busy, 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 structure, structure, structure all the time. And there is no time, sometimes, you know, family time is lacking, sometimes just learning to sit and be calm and all of that. I mean, how do you feel about all that?
Daydreaming time is happening.
Yeah.
not happening. Well, I definitely feel a lot of families are too structured and too busy, and the kids, it's just go, 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 go. On the other hand, I do understand that it's not like when we were children, Martha. You can't just let the kids out of the house mm-hmm. and let them explore all afternoon. And they do need activity.
That's true. We used to go out and run all over the neighborhood.
So many people living in places where they just would not let their kids wander.
Yeah.
And they do, you know, if they're doing things like soccer and dance and all that, at least they're getting some movement. So I don't want to condemn anybody. It's a very complex societal issue right now.
Yeah, I was talking with the homeschooling, and the other thing that's really nice about that is that, you know, Swamiji's book, Education for Life, is available. All of this stuff at the edforlife.org can enhance a homeschooling program. But I'm thinking about how much work that must be for the parent that's homeschooling. And they may feel that they have to do that because they don't want their children exposed to this other world, but yet this is another opportunity that if the parent really does have a passion and a calling of their own other than homeschooling their children, this is a way to get have their kids in a wonderful environment that truly nurtures their soul.
Yes.
But the parent can also follow their passion, which I think that's important. I think when moms or dads or both give up their passions to dedicate to their children, that that doesn't necessarily always benefit the child.
I think a lot of times, though, sharing the parents sharing their passion with their children, it's I think that's really important too.
Well, as long as you're not projecting onto
them, that's true.
You know,
right.
What you, oh, I didn't get to be the beauty queen, so you are going to be the beauty queen.
No.
You know, little JonBenet Ramsey sort of things.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that does happen. You know, we live life through our children sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, let's now, did we finish up with our local school? We have preschool.
Yes.
Through the grade schools, and then we have junior high levels at this point.
Right.
Now, I imagine, is space at the location at this point? And as these children grow, if they stay in the school, more come in, are there plans to then start high school levels and so forth here? Eventually?
I'm just visiting here for 6 months, so.
Well, I expect you to have all the answers.
I cannot speak to what they may or may not do.
But I would imagine that would be a natural evolution, and as it would grow into to more, as there were, if the call is there and the need is there, that mm-hmm. it would expand.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned fundraising, and I talked about the Living Wisely thrift shop here
mm-hmm.
locally.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other forms of fundraising that we should talk about for these schools?
Well, there's, as most schools do, many schools do, there's a raffle every year. You know, all the typical things schools do, like selling Chinook books. Go on.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. I think I'll do a better job of getting those fundraising events on current events here so y'all can know. Because maybe you don't have kids now, but You'd like to contribute to raising calm
yes.
and compassionate children and help the school along. So
thank you. And in case anyone's listening in Portland,
they
currently are having a raffle that you can actually buy tickets online.
Wow!
And the number one prize is a week in Spain.
Oh!
Wow!
And buying tickets online, would that through what website would be we looking there?
I believe it's Living With. You know, all the schools have such similar websites. Some of them are Living Wisdom Portland. Some are Living Wisdom School, Seattle.
So, edforlife.org has that contact stuff.
Yes, or even an easier way, really, is to Google Living Wisdom School and then put the city.
And Portland, mm-hmm. Oregon. Because mm-hmm. we do have listeners down in that area.
Right.
That very well may want to support this idea. And because you don't have to have kids or grandkids or whatever to want to help this planet raise calm and compassionate children. And especially if your heart is owned by animals, this is, like Master said, and the reason I decided and felt inspired to do this show was, you know, Master and St. Francis said, hey, there's no better way to serve the animals than raising calm and compassionate children.
So, they're our future.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with the animals.
Future.
Yes.
All right, so we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We have to stay on schedule the last hour of the show. Then let's go ahead and just briefly go through all the different schools, where they are, what's offered. We know that they are listed online and so forth, but let's open the phone lines now to anyone out there. If you have questions for Usha about her book and the Common Compassionate Children or the Living Wisdom Schools or something else you've heard us talk about today, you can call in. And Kathy, why don't we'll start the Missing Link giveaway. We'll do that as well. I'll give you phone numbers here in just a moment. How about Missing Link Words of the Day? I'm kind of torn. I was going to say calm and compassionate children and Living Wisdom Schools. So either one, Living Wisdom Schools or Calm and Compassionate Children will get you the Missing Link. Local number 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Thank you.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuTro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning here on Animal World with us. And just want to remind you about the great NuPro supplements, been around for a very, very long time, and that's because they are so successful and so beneficial to our animal friends. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check it out, NuPro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements.com. And then, of course, our own Dr. Nels Rasmussen, bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner. Check out his website, www.nelshealingministry.com. Check on the testimonials. Watch those little videos of the dachshunds and the corgis that were paralyzed from the waist down. No drugs, no surgery. 4 to 7 treatments later, and they're walking again. He is working miracles. And he works remotely or in person. You can get a free assessment evaluation from him if you click on the healing packages, scroll down, and fill out the new patient intake form. He will call you, do a free evaluation. He says it takes 30 to 45 minutes on the phone. I mean, why wouldn't you take advantage of that? So at NelsHealingMinistry.com, or you can call him at 425-238-2668. And I'm not even looking at my notes. How do I know that? Because Dr. Nels comes to my house once a month, works on me first, and then all of my animals. The guy is amazing. And the same with Whispering Dragon, Jude and Paul Ponton, their harmonic energy sessions in their gong room, 18 gongs, all the Acutonics forks, the Tibetan bells and puas and whistles and bells. I go in once a week, or they do a remote session for me. It is really, really phenomenal. They do remote work as well, or in person, whispering-dragon.com. All righty then. We are celebrating the human animal, our children to be exact, Raising Calm and Compassionate Children with Susan Usha Derman, who's the author of the book of that title, and very involved and has been with the Living Wisdom Schools since 1984, I think.
That's
you said.
Right.
That's a long time. And she's presently kind of hanging out with us up here in Seattle, here at least through the end of January, and kind of coaching at our local Living Wisdom School. And we talked about that, what's available. And we do have phone lines open. I don't know if we have a missing link winner yet because Kathy's still on the phones, but we do have open phone lines. And I would love to have you, if you've got questions that I haven't thought to ask, or have stimulated within you about anything that Usha can talk about, her book, The Living Wisdom Schools, whatever you want to know, you can give us a call. We'll take your phone calls. And now, though, let's go through our list. Now, we know for a full list and all the details about all the Living Wisdom Schools around the world, you can go see that online at ed4life, and that's E-D-4 spelled out, F-O-R-life.org. But let's kind of give everybody a rundown. I know we started in Nevada City, California. That's at the Ananda Village, right?
And that's our oldest school, over 40 years old, and it goes from preschool through high school.
Wow, pre through high. And didn't you say there's a college institute going on down there now, too?
Yes.
It's not really part of the school, but it's sort of an experimental thing?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And then in Palo Alto is the next oldest school, and it goes through junior high. They are planning to add a high school, I believe, in 2000. I don't know if it's 2016 or 17, but they have the person who's going to do that there.
Cool.
Now working on that. And then we have the Portland School, which is actually located in Beaverton, but it's in, East Beaverton. Therefore, it's very close to, it is also, you could almost say it's in Southwest Portland.
Okay.
And then we have, and it goes from preschool through grade 8 as well. And the Seattle School here in Shoreline is preschool through grade 8. And as I mentioned, there are two in Europe as well.
And the two in Europe, one we know, you said Italy, mm-hmm. Assisi.
And Slovenia.
Assisi. And do we know what levels in Italy we've got going on?
I do not know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But edforlife.org would have that.
What it will have is a link to each school, and then each school site will have the details.
I know I've got a relative in Italy that's got young kids that that might be very good for. And then, so number 6 is Slovenia?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm interesting how a school cropped up in Slovenia. Is there an Ananda community or anything there? Or
No. However, there is a devotee of a Yogananda who comes to the Assisi Center a lot, who's a psychologist. She has a PhD in psychology and a teacher, and she started this school.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Several years ago, and she has a great thing going there where she's educating lots of teachers and parents, and she's hoping to get the government to accept it as to be a public school in Slovenia, because they're a very young government, these countries having formed after the Berlin Wall fell, so they're much more open to new ideas.
And I had friends that visited the country of Slovenia in the last few years, and
I hear
it was beautiful. They really enjoyed.
I think it borders
their trip there.
Austria, and it was part of the former Yugoslavia, Croatia borders Croatia, I believe.
I just want to take a moment to congratulate Kathy and Everett, who won our Missing Link Canine for Skin and Coat. So congratulations, Kathy. And I want to just say again that we have open phone lines. And if anyone has questions for Usha or about the Living Wisdom Schools or something you want us to talk about before we run out of time here, give us a call. And if you don't want to go on the air, I know a lot of you are shy. That's okay. Kathy happens to be by the phones right now. And if you want to pick up the phone, you can tell her what you want to know about, and she'll come ask the questions for you. So that works too. Local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 888-298-5569. Well, okay. So I am Like I said, I want to repeat for anybody who's just joining us in this hour, I can personally attest for the difference in the children that I meet these days, because I do have the opportunity to observe and meet children that are current students at the Living Wisdom School here in Shoreline. And I am amazed at their calmness and maturity and just ability to get along and cope. It's quite different than children I meet in other circumstances.
Yes, I could actually tell you a couple stories.
Sure, I'd love to.
One is that in our early years of the school, we had two students who came from public schools, and I think they were in fifth and sixth grade. And one day I was walking with their class to the library, and they were talking about their former schools, and they were very happy to be at our school. And the boy said, I hated my public school. I didn't learn anything there. And the girl said, well, I learned a lot at my public school, but I didn't learn anything about myself. And I thought, wow, those mouths of babes come some truth.
Wow, yeah.
And then another story I'd like to tell.
I didn't learn anything about myself. Mm-hmm. Wow.
We had a student who came to first grade, and his mom put him into school. I guess he was a bit sheltered and definitely spoiled. He had an older sister, a teenager, but he was the baby of the family, and you could tell. And he would just have emotional fits over everything. When things did mm-hmm. not go his way, mm-hmm. or when somebody looked at him cross-eyed, he would start to scream and wail and cry. And a big one was at recess, nobody will play with me. And of course, people would play with him, but he wanted to be the boss and have it go his way all the time.
Right, right.
And so the teacher worked with him that you can be happy anyway, and you can control your moods, and you can choose to have a fit or not when things don't go your way. And of course, this was a long process.
Well, I bet.
But when we realized...
And this was a first grader, right?
Mm-hmm. When we realized it was working, something had changed, was one day the preschool teacher observed this. None of the rest of us were there, but it was at recess, and the preschoolers were playing outside at recess, stacking blocks, wooden blocks that they have for outdoor play, mm-hmm. into towers. And so he went over, and he started stacking, and by then the preschoolers have lost interest. They run away. He stacked this elaborate tall tower, and he got up and said, look, I'm finished. And all the kids turned to look, and of course, before the teacher could get over there, this 3.5-year-old started running toward it, and
crash,
bang. And she said she just watched him. She ran and grabbed the 3-year-old and said, you know, you have to ask permission before you do that. And she turned to see if he was all right. She said she could see the tears forming in his eyes. And then he just kind of took a deep breath and said, yep, I'm all right. And he sat down, and he started building it again.
Wow.
That was astounding, but then even more astounding. Because in the past, it would have
Had a temper tantrum right there.
A temper tantrum. Yeah. So he built another tower, and then he got up and he said, I'm finished. Who wants to knock it over?
Oh, wow. Wow, that's outstanding.
Isn't that?
Man, I mean, that's, here I've got tears again. That truly is a life lesson.
Yes, it's just transformational.
And can you imagine what that child could have grown up to be?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we look at the children today, especially, you know, with all these shootings and everything going on, can you imagine if the, because, you know, the kids that end up doing this are often the smart, sensitive models.
They are.
You know, and can you imagine if they'd had this foundation and, like that little one said, to learn something about themselves, mm-hmm. and what the blessing and the gift that this little first grader was given to learn that he could choose what he did with his energy and all of that. And then to make it something that's somewhere in his heart, he had to see kind of the joy that that little kid got from
exactly.
crashing into the tower. And so he did it again, and then come, who wants to crash it? I mean, oh, that's just what this is all about.
You get it.
I do. That's just outstanding. Now, Kathy can't stand it. She's got to come back in here. Okay. Bringing something for you. Yeah. I am just amazed at, like I said, you can literally feel and see the difference between these children.
Mm-hmm.
that go to the Living Wisdom School. I'm feeling like now, even though, I mean, well, there's only six of them around the world, four in this country. We are fortunate enough to have one here in Seattle. But it sounds like the concepts are not just out in the ozone somewhere, that truly they have been written by J. Donald Walters, Swami Kriyananda, in this Education for Life book.
Yes.
I haven't read that, but how many books he's written. I mean, something like, 400 books or something?
I forget. I think it's and maybe that's the number of songs. I can't remember.
It might be composed 400 songs, yeah. But, 200 or 300 books. I mean, they're just lots and lots of books.
He would be the first to say that truth is universally rooted. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the things in this book have been discovered by others and used by others. And Kathy and I were talking about this during one of the breaks, that many good teachers have stumbled upon what works themselves. Mm. But this gives cohesiveness to the system where you can learn why it's working, why this works and that doesn't. And I know in my teaching, I started out without knowing any of this mm-hmm. as a teacher. And then as I grew in understanding each year, I became so much a better teacher and an understander of the hearts of children and how to reach them.
I'm wondering if there's someone listening that is a teacher in a public school right now, reading your book, Calm and Compassionate Children, picking up the Education for Life, by J. Donald Walters. Would just reading those books, could they incorporate the principles into their classrooms and stuff?
Well, definitely. My book has, at the end of every chapter, their practical suggestions.
Oh, that's
and there's
right.
also a questionnaire at the back for teachers to take. And when they take that questionnaire, if they're not doing the things that are mentioned, it'll kind of spring to their minds, oh, this is something I could add or do in my classroom while other things are going on that could have a positive effect. Yes. And then we're always interested, because of my book, I hear regularly from people all over the country who say, is there a Living Wisdom School in New York? Is there one where I live? And I have to say, I'm sorry, not yet, but... Some of them go on to say, I want to start a school. And we say, yes, come take our classes.
Yeah, I'm just going to say here, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors shortly. Kathy is back in her little studio. If you've got a question on your mind, you want to ask it, you need to call in now, because otherwise I'm going to invite her back in the studio so she can ask whatever she wants to before we're out of time. And so if you want to ask a question yourself, now usually I'll tell you, I know when we're doing a good job because we don't get phone calls. Because we're covering the bases, and people tell me, listeners tell me all the time, I'm so fascinated with the discussion, I don't want to interrupt. You need to know that's okay if you want to, 425-373-5527. But do it now, because Kathy's going to leave the phones and come back in the studio, or 888-298-5569. One thing that occurred to me that I wanted to mention now, because Swami Kriyananda has written so many wonderful books, and any book he's written is fabulous, but we are currently in my Kriya support group, we're studying his book, Cities of Light, which is a book that he wrote about the concept of, kind of how Ananda works, or and intentional communities. And in lots of different chapters, and of course there is a chapter on, and he calls it crystal clarity and education, crystal clarity and relationships, crystal clarity and marriage, and crystal clarity and business, that sort of thing. I have really, it's very simply written. Most of what he does is simply written. Mm-hmm. So it's easily understood. It gets right to your heart, as well as your brain, kind of that mystical marriage of mind and heart. It's all right there. But this book has just wonderful lessons for life and basic principles of how his intention of how people will deal with things. And it was amazing when we were reading through, crystal clarity and business and that sort of thing. And there are a number of people in my class that actually work at at the East West Bookshop, which is a fundraising bookshop for the Ananda Washington here. And when we were reading through the principles, I don't know some of the behind the scenes things. Do you guys actually do this stuff all the time? It's like, oh yeah, but it's like, you know, they om and they pray every morning before they open the store and ask that everyone be blessed when they come in, and that when customers come in, that you see the God within them and the good, not the bad, and all of these principles that they use. People say they feel that some people come into the store just to sit there and read a little bit because it feels so good. There's a reason why it feels so good, because these principles are followed.
And children feel that too. And when you look at them with positive regard, there's a thing in education called a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Uh-huh.
And there's research done where they tell one teacher your kids are gifted and another teacher with kids the exact same IQs, your kids are slow, and we gave them to you because we knew you could help them. And I mean, I can't imagine using kids as guinea pigs like this.
Well,
but actually, this research has been done that shows that the kids whose teacher thinks they have high IQs excelled, and the teachers who thinks that they did not, they didn't do as well.
Well, and
so
looking at
the kids with that, what you're talking about, that positive regard, seeing the good in them, and seeing everything that's not helpful to them or the classroom as mistakes, as opportunities to teach.
Yeah. Now, it reminded me of that, one of the first spiritual or metaphysical principles that I learned early on my path that I share often when I teach is thought directs energy. Energy follows thought, and thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And what a gift as a child to learn that, and that you can choose what you focus on. Because, you know, so many of us have learn to focus on the negative. And one of the things my first teacher gave was, look at a picture. Do you see the whole beauty of the picture, or do you see the one little flaw? And most of us are conditioned to pick out the flaw rather than to see the overall beauty.
You know, that comes from the analytical mind, which is a very Western mind. If A, then not B. And so the Eastern mind is a little more holistic. Opposites can be simultaneously true.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
yeah.
And sees things in a more holistic way. And both, you know, we need to marry both. The reason, the intellect, and the heart, the wisdom of the heart. They can all go hand in hand.
And I'm reminded of just the little pin that I wear that has the Ananda symbol that means, you know, that symbolizes joy is within. And into learning that, like the little boy, you can choose what you do with that energy, and the joy truly is within. Especially, but you know, if you're too busy and you don't learn to still and calm and the daydreaming time, you lose a lot of your creativity and your ability to manifest in your life.
That's right.
and to be peaceful. Now, we have to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show, and then we will come back, and Kathy, I'm going to ask Kathy to join us back in the studio in case there's anything more that she wants to talk about. And before we're out of here, we got to get in the current events, so we're going to do all of that before we end. And my guest again, Susan Usha Derman, author of Calm and Compassionate Children. We're focusing on the Living Wisdom Schools. I just said, Kathy, get back in the studio. What happens? The phone rings. That's just what happens. So anyway, glad you're calling, whoever you are, and stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs. It eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there is a missing link formula for dogs. There's three, actually. One that focuses on skin and coat, the other on hip and joint, and then there's the new senior formula with green New Zealand green muscle. Really great formula. There's a formula for cats. There is a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats or other house critters as well. There is a bird formula, a poultry formula for our city chickens or any chickens for that matter. And there is a horse formula. And there's also a more potent veterinary formula. Dr. Doug has that on his shelf up at All Animals Alternative Medicine Clinic. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671. Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm sorry to say that we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. My guest for the entire show today has been Susan Usha Derman. She is the author of Calm and Compassionate Children, a handbook, and has been very involved with the Living Wisdom Schools as a teacher and now a coach for many, many years. And I think, Usha, we've done a pretty good job at covering the bases about what these schools are all about. We've talked about kind of the philosophies and the curriculum and the age levels and numbers of students and student-teacher ratios and all that sort of thing, and you've told some great stories, but just in the last few minutes, we're going to still sneak in current events, but anything else that you want to share with us or touch base
sure.
before we're done?
Sure. We didn't have a question?
Kathy's still on the phone, so I'm not sure what's
all right.
going on.
Well, yes, I would like to share that, you know, if you do not have a Living Wisdom School near you, but you're inspired by this, what we've talked about, do get the books and read them, but another thought, I've had parents tell me that being at our school or hearing our classes for parents has just totally changed their parenting. And I'd say, well, what is it about it? And they would say, or at least some have said, well, you know, I just saw my child as something. It was my responsibility to mold this child, to teach them all that they needed to know, and to make sure they were doing things right. And I learned that I just needed to relax and help them unflower and help them develop into who they're meant to be and to recognize that they don't have to be perfect in everything yet, but to spend more energy and time focused on their strengths than on their weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that enables them then to take more risks and to develop more in their weak areas. So I just encourage everyone to think about that. I know Nitai Duranga, who started the first Living Wisdom School, said one time, well, you know, think of children like vegetable seeds. He said, you don't plant a cucumber and expect it to become a tomato.
That's true.
And
that's,
I think,
true.
That's,
what a
that's,
great concept.
Sometimes parents have a preconceived idea of who they want their child to be, and it causes a lot of unhappiness. So be more open to who your child really is, and spend less time perhaps lecturing them and telling them what to do, and more time helping them reflect on their experiences. How did that work when you were selfish? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, how did you feel?
Yeah, and less dogmatism. It's a hard job being a parent, I know. And
yeah, Kathy typed in, I think someone must have said that, called in that we are mirrors for our children.
Yes.
And that is so true. Like I was talking about, you know, even though I didn't like it when my dad teased, I grew up and became a teaser. And that can be an example sort of thing. But, you know, our children do reflect us back to ourselves, but we also present an example to them. So it's very important to, you can't, and I tell my clients this all the time, it doesn't work with animals or dogs any better than it works with kids. You can't say, do as I say, not as I do.
Yes.
You know, you have to be a living example.
And you can't shout at them to have self-control.
Exactly. Exactly. What a great concept, though. I'm so glad we got to spend all this time and talking about the Living Wisdom Schools.
It was a great opportunity. Thank you.
And I just can't wait for them to be Living Wisdom Schools all over the planet.
Or Education for Life Schools.
And it could be, yeah, I was just going to say, it doesn't have to be Living Wisdom Schools, because you know, look at the gal in Slovenia. There's one person started that whole...
Yes.
That whole school there. And with what's been written and all of the classes and the support, there's a lot of help. And you can start creating, you know, a better school within your school now. You can create new ones. And I want to recommend again Swamiji Kriyananda's book. In many of his books, though, they are published under his given name, which is J, the initial, Donald Walters. And the book is Education for Life. And that kind of what describes all of the philosophy and what the schools are based on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then there's this other one, Nitai Duranga, For Goodness Sake. What's that one about again?
It's mostly activities, strategies that teachers can use. And there's also, I forgot to mention this, there's something called A Families for a New Tomorrow.
Oh.
And they can find out about that at the Ed for Life Work website. So if they don't feel ready to start a school necessarily, but they have other families that feel like they do, and they
families for a new tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they want to have a positive environment influence on their kids. It's kind of a format for get-togethers so that the kids get in a social situation.
Excellent.
That's
great. And then the website that covers all the bases is edforlife.com. That's E-D-F-O-R-L-I-F-E. Edforlife.org.
Yes.
Edforlife.org. You will find a list of all of the schools and the levels that are available and offered at those schools, plus the online education and the classes and the seminars, all that go on. Remember, starting in September, the online classes for parents and teachers. Every new year, teachers and homeschooler help and teaching. And then lots of other opportunities as well.
Yes.
So, and links to all the individual schools. So if there's a school in your area, you can hook up with the fundraisers and the stuff coming up. Remember, there's a fundraiser going down for the Portland Living Wisdom School. So you might want to go online and link up to that and find out how you can support that. So, Usha, thank you so much. I'll touch base with you one more time, but very quickly, I need to get in current events.
All right.
Okay, speaking of entertainment, lots of good stuff going up at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett. Wolverines in the North Cascades presentation Thursday night, November 5th, 7 p.m. Kevin Aubrey, a scientist with the U.S. Forest Service, will present. It's designed for middle school students to graybeards, they said. So $5 if you're a member, $7 if you're not. Call for reservations. 425-316-8592. There's a waterfowl photo contest going on that you must enter by November 22nd. So if you're a photographer and have photographed pairs of birds in the area, check that out at www.streamkeeper.org. And then, let's see, we have got Darcy Pariso will be Saturday, November 7th. That's next weekend, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Intraspace Seattle, directly behind Tully's. And then Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, Ohm Times Radio. She will be a guest on Wednesday, November 11th at 12 noon. Links to all of this stuff and current events on MarthaNorwalk.com. Then, big event. Darcy Pariso is involved. So is Jude Ponton. They're calling it a spiritual salon in Seattle at Whispering Dragon, Saturday, November 10th. It's a three-hour experience, and you can do the 3 hours between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., either 10 to 1 or 2 to 5. Join them for a truly unique three-hour pampering experience. You get body adornment with henna artist Laura Flynn. I've seen her work. It's really great. A Hibernich psychic exploration with clairvoyant intuitive Darcy Pariso, harmonic and energetic alignment with June Ponton. Remember, she's the certified Acutonics practitioner and teacher. Call Whispering Dragon to make a reservation, 206-706-2836. And then the first Rock and Rock Paw Walk a Run on Saturday, December 5th to benefit the Everett Animal Shelter. This is going on at Homeward Pet. It is Adopt a Senior Pet Month at home everywhere, but the Homeward Pet is celebrating the oldies but goodies in their care with reduced adoption fees on all cats and dogs over the age of 8 all month long during November. And if you don't want to adopt, you can donate the adoption fee for an older animal to their Pay It Forward program, which helps with the care of the animals, but then also allows people to adopt an animal at no charge and then put their money into the care of the animal. Some upcoming events at Meow, 12th Dog Tailgating and Wine Tasting Sunday, November 8th at Northwest Cellars, benefiting Meow. And the 2016 Meow calendars are available. And remember, Saturday, December 5th will be their open house and holiday bazaar. All right, that kind of currents covers the major current events. You can go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events for more details and other things that I didn't have time to mention. And then I do want to let you know that we have normal programming going on today, so you can stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio. And then next week, November 8th, it's Talk with Your Animals Sunday. So very gifted animal communicator, medium, Reiki master, Darcy Pariso in the studio. And with the help of St. Francis, she'll help you communicate with your animal friends or, you know, human loved ones for that matter, on this side or the other. It's always a great show. I hope you will call in for free readings next week. And then 2 weeks from today, November 15th, Vet Sunday with both Dr. Doug Yearout and Dr. Bill Burlingame in the studio. And boy, what a gift that will be. Pick their brains for free on November 15th. So there we go. Usha Derman, thank you so much for being here. It's been a pleasure. And I hope that maybe we'll get a chance to do something more again before you're out of here, or else I'll have you on the phone from wherever it is you land after the beginning of next year sometime.
Thanks a lot, Martha. It's great to meet someone who's so like-minded and really understands on a deep level what we're doing. And I send blessings and appreciation to all teachers everywhere.
Absolutely, because without them, where would our kids be? So thank you so much, Mike. Thank you. Kathy, thank you so much. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.